Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. As the man said, I am Dr. Vincent Medici, and here we go. I'm going to go after a word today that I think we use a lot, that we hear a lot about, but I don't think we understand it on the depth that we need to, and that word is detoxification. Now, you heard the word, and on some level you understand it, but my observation is that when I watch people try to piece it together, try to start there at point A to get to point B all the way to vibrant health, and that's what we all want, vibrant health. So to get to first base on it, well, I think most people, especially people interested in holistic health, really do understand what it means to detox. I mean, it's not news to you that you've got to flush your liver and there's colon cleanses, so on and so forth. But I want to piece it together today over the next 60 minutes, as always, to give you the more functional view. If you're new to the show, that's the concept that I think across the nation, we've done a great job in the last 30, 40 years at giving people what I call a first and even second base understanding of how to make yourself vibrant. But it's not as good as we can do. And I shouldn't think that we would criticize ourselves, but there's a space there. There's a leap to take. If you can just tune in to an integrated model. So let's integrate this word detoxification. I'll make an analogy. I want you to think of your body as a rug, simply a rug or a greasy pipe. A greasy pipe or a rug. Gentlemen, when you fix the car, when you take that plunge on that Sunday, and unfortunately you're going to lift the hood and get it done. Everybody's done that. Ladies, house cleaning. You've got to do the major overhaul in the spring. And you look at the material you're supposed to clean. You've got to condition that dirt. You've got to put some sort of a solvent on the pipe before you even attempt to clean the grease. And it's the same thing on the rug. You've got to apply some sort of a stain remover, something to loosen it up. And that's the basic concept behind detox. Now, we kind of all understand that. But really where the rubber meets the road is, what are the things that you're shaking loose? And more importantly, a second concept. When you say the word detox, cleansing, you've got to understand it on two levels, and here's really where the precision begins. You've got to understand detoxification means two things. One, it means, can you get that stuff out of your body after you shake it up? It's really a three-part cycle. See what you can get out. Bring the things in to shake it up, and then see what you can get out. It's as if to say, when you do a cursory gallbladder cleanse or a colon cleanse, we'll get in a little bit more detail to that later, but when you cleanse an organ, it's like sweeping dirt off the rug. The initial stage of the cleanse is simply like there's dirt on the rug. And everybody's seen dirt on the rug. Somebody comes in, the kids come in, there's mud on the sneaker is on the rug, now there's mud on the rug. Simple stuff like that. You could just about sweep that off. So let's keep that in mind in the analogy. If you're fixing the car, that layer of grease that just comes off very, very easily, you could blow it off with a duster. Now that's important, and that's a plus. But what you've got to understand is, after you sweep it, you got to get it out. Now, how do you get out the dirt? Those are the organs of excretion. And we'll talk about those in more detail. When you're doing a liver cleanse, when you're doing a colon cleanse, when you're studying the various breath techniques, when you're cleansing the kidney, when you're dry brushing the skin, when you're sweating, you're making sure that after you shake the rug, the stuff can get out. That doesn't mean necessarily you shook the rug. It means that if you shook the rug, the stuff could come out. It doesn't mean you shook the rug. There are tough stains in the body by the time you suffer from a chronic symptom, by the time you're involved in disease, by the time you just don't feel well, and you've got 20, 30, 40, 50 years, by the time you're ready for retirement, and you're just not feeling like you did when you're 20, make no mistake about it. When we say detox, we're not just talking about opening up the portals of exit. Those exit portals can take a couple of years in and of themselves. It's not until you see 5, 6, 10, 20 olive oil flushes in the liver, or 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 colon cleanses. Or it's not until you bring your metabolism, say in the banya sauna, say in an infrared sauna, to the point where you're going to see yourself sweating profusely, like the old days, where 10 minutes into the exercise routine, you were pouring in sweat. It may be a while before you even get there. And here's what I want you to understand. At that level, all it's ensuring you is that the exits are open. So detox means what? Well, first of all, it means if you don't ultimately get the stuff out, that cell will not repair. Wherever you're degenerating, wherever your cells are not functioning, heart cell, kidney cell, brain cell, whatever your symptom is, once you do your first stage, simplistic, grade C moves, once you do the easy stuff, if you don't see the result, you have to assume that those cells have been moderately damaged before they rebuild. You've got to really get to moderate to advanced levels of cleansing. There is a very, very important relationship between complete detoxification. Now, I said complete, not cursory, not superficial. You don't do a few gallbladder flushes, a few colon cleanses, a couple of sweats in the sauna, so on and so forth, and really think. Don't delude yourself into thinking it that at that point, that cell will have enough impetus to begin to repair on a significant level. And to make matters more confusing, of course, all of this is occurring. Detox repair on all levels immediately. But in the balance of trade, you, the participant, the person spending the time, the money, the energy, you developing the relationships with the various healthcare providers, you with all your hopes, you now at 50 or 60 with the wisdom to really want to become vibrant over the next 20, 30, 40 years of your life, you have to be clear about something, that you've got to get into advanced levels before you're going to really see those symptoms really resolve, before you're going to start feeling not just okay, oh great, I'm functional, no, to where you're going to feel vibrant, to where you're going to surprise yourself, to where you're going to feel like you're exceeding yourself. That's the kind of stuff that great stories are made of. And you want a piece of that. I know you do. That deep down inside is where people live, in that great moment where they exceed themselves, where they start to feel like it can work out. It means your cells have got to be benefiting already from deep levels of detoxification. So, the initial levels of detoxification mean that you're opening the exits. That just means you've conditioned the pipes to get the grease off. That just means that the, that simply means that once the dust gets shook up, you can get it out of the room. That once the grease on the pipes is loose, you can get it out. How do you condition it? And what are you conditioning? What are you actually softening in the body? When you say poison, what do you mean? I'm going to make it simple today. We're going to break down and organize the gunk in the body, the junk in the body, to a couple of basic entities. One of them is blood. Thick, dark, clot-like blood. When we say we're going to get into the advanced level of detoxification, it means we're going to resolve blood stasis. We're going to thin the blood. And we'll talk about how you know when you've done it. When you want to get to an advanced level of detoxification, it means you have softened and excreted all the mucus congestion. There's blood, there's mucus. Now we're starting to piece it together. Blood, mucus, and then granulation. Blood, mucus, and granulation. Grit, sand, biliary sand, kidney sand. Hard granular material. You name your symptom of concern. You say it's a cataract. You say it's glaucoma. You say it's Parkinson's. You say it's Alzheimer's. You say it's plaque in your arteries. You say you're up for heart. You say it's back pain. You say it's IBS. No matter what you say, you are going to be dealing with one, if not all, of the three things I just mentioned. Sand, blood, and mucus. Simple. Take a pipe. Make that pipe shine. Now, coat it with dark clotty blood, mucus, and grit. Make a paste out of that. Dark clotty blood, mucus, and grit. Make a paste out of that. Make a goop. Now coat that around that clean, shiny pipe. That's you. If you were able to melt all that grit and mucus and slime and blood around the pipe, could you get it out? If you could get it out, could you melt it? Now you got it. That's the point. Detoxification implies two very important concepts that we've got to break down and investigate more deeply so you can understand what you're doing, because compliance is everything. If people would just stop asking questions and do things. But before you spend money, before you commit, before you go through the occasional humps, before you deal with your psyche, sooner or later, if you're detoxing all this blood, mucus, and sand out of your body, you're going to deal with your head. And when that comes up, that can come up in a year. It can come up in 2 years. It can come up in 3 years. Finally, when you start to deal with it, those are the rough spots. That's the point at which you will, innocently, naively, ignorantly, find a way out of the process. You will sabotage yourself if you don't understand what's going on. Blood, mucus, sand, leaving your skin, your kidney, which is your urine, your feces, your biliary system that's dumping the bile from the liver, gallbladder, dumping into the feces, being moved around by the lymph. Of course, the lungs. I've got a great video on today, a YouTube video of a very, very famous martial artist, Rickson Gracie. Very, very powerful martial artist of the Gracie brothers, Brazilian jiu-jitsu kings. Really most responsible for bringing America jiu-jitsu, but with the Brazilian slant. So it's ground grappling combined with Japanese jiu-jitsu. Great story. You're going to see Hickson working out. This is the kind of thing that comes together for you when you see a guy like this. Wait till you see his breath work. You can't take breath out of detox. You can't take patency through the diaphragm out of the word detox. But we'll do that later. Let's get back to the main frame so we can stay on track here. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're confused about your health, you know the number to call. Make the appointment, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You can go to Whole Foods, and you can go to Mother's Market, and you can go to your local health food store, and you can pot shot. And you should. And you should learn. But I guarantee you, sooner or later, you've got to learn how to piece it together. That's why I do a show for you. That's why I do a website for you. That's why I run my classes. And that's how I run the office here, to get you educated. If you want to take that step, 714-850-1007. Back to it. Now, where are the spaces? So we're going to introduce a third concept here, spaces. Where are the spaces, the locations in the body that this gunk is stuffed and trapped and congesting you and poisoning your cells? Where are the spaces? The first space, turn to picture number two. Gorgeous picture. Picture number two. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're driving, get home, get to the website. The rest of you are on the site right now. Look at picture number two. That space is the blood. We're looking in the blood right now. And what you're looking at is fibrin. That white stuff is fibrin. That fibrin has been laid down because the water in the blood plasma, right? So blood in your arteries and in your veins is mostly water. That water's filthy. That water's got a high concentration of poison, of free radical. And that's not a good sign, because that blood, that toxic blood, is what's getting delivered to your cells. But I bring this picture up here to show you, because that space in your blood, that's your capillary system, your arterial system, your venous system, your venules, all the blood vessels to and from. There's great amounts of poison there for the fibrin, that ooey-gooey stuff, to have been laid down. There's gunk in the blood. Take a look at picture number one. Another amazing picture of fibrin. And that space between the cells, that space is blood plasma. It's filthy for that much fibrin to be living there. So there's one space. There's the blood. Now, turn to picture number four. Picture number four. Take a look at that. The extracellular matrix and the myofibroblasts. Integrative medical sciences. Extracellular matrix, and is that in the blood? Is that picture where you see in that blue background, is that the blood? No, it's not. That's what's between the cells. We're not in the blood now. The extracellular matrix is the space between the cells. That's what it looks like. When you say detox, are you cleaning the blood? When you say detox, are you cleaning the space in between the cells? Both of those spaces are different spaces. Both of those spaces respond differently. And where are the deeper stains? Are the deeper stains in the blood? Are the deeper stains in the extracellular matrix? Are the deeper stains, well, let's keep going. So second space, the extracellular matrix. Now, let's take a look. Well, just look at that picture five, just to give you a sense of things. Biology of the extracellular matrix, picture number five. This is big news. This is a thing we talk about. The extracellular matrix is an important space. It's a studied space. It's not inside the cell. It's between the cells. Again, the point here. When we say blood, mucus, when we say thick, snotty blood, mucus, when we say grit, when we say excreting that through the biliary system, lymphatic system, the skin, the kidney, the colon, the breath, what spaces are these things in? The spaces can be in the blood, in between the cells, the extracellular space, or inside the cell. So let's look at picture number six. You're integrating now. You got to understand this because it's going to go somewhere. Picture number six. Look at that cell. That's a human cell. Big, blue, beautiful cell. Are we talking about detox inside the cell? Or are we talking about detox in between the cells? Or are we talking about detox in the blood? Are we talking about all three? When are you going to start to feel better? When are you going to start to see cure? Let's take a look at another picture. Today's picture day. Look at picture number seven. No, look at picture number eight. Picture number eight is better. Look at picture eight. There's a very simplistic picture of a cell. Picture number eight. Look at the cytoplasm. Look at the nucleus of the cell. Are you detoxifying within the cytoplasm of the cell? Are you detoxifying within the nucleus of the cell? Where, from what space are you throwing out the garbage? Is it in the nucleus? Is it in the cytoplasm? Is it in the blood? Is it in the spaces between the cells? So you're broadening your understanding here. When I say now detox, you should walk to Whole Foods tomorrow and ask the vitamin therapist what to detox, how to detox. What are you really talking about? What are you expecting? What's the length of time you're going to give yourself? What's your budget? How much time do you have? Well, if you've broken down, if your poisons are in the nucleus of your cell, that's one level. If they're in the cytoplasm, that's another level. If they're in between the cells, that's another level. And if it's in your blood, that's another level. If everything's kind of clean, and you just want to make sure that the little bit of blockage in your kidney and blockage in your bile ducts and blockage through your skin pores and blockages in your lungs, if you just want to make sure that you can gently sweep them, if the dirt on your carpet is simply nice and loose, if you could basically pick it up or sweep it off, let alone get a vacuum, well, then maybe you're going to have an effective relationship with your vitamin therapist at Whole Foods. But suppose your DNA has crumbled into splinters of what it once was. Suppose the stains in the rug, suppose the gunk around the pipe is so thick that you got to call on the welders. You need a blowtorch to get that stuff out of there. Suppose the bile ducts have fibrosed. Suppose the lymph is granulated. Suppose the kidneys are damaged. Suppose the GFR, the filtration rate of the kidney, is 20-30% lower than it's supposed to be, and you've got to save your brain or your heart or your lungs. Suppose your body's rotting out, but your organs of excretion are damaged. And you're just walking in asking to do a simple detox. Yeah, you've investigated it. Yeah, you've told your friends it's worthwhile. Yeah, they've told you. Now you get the point. What level of detox? You want to be walking into Whole Foods. You want to be walking into Mother's Market. You want to be walking into Jimbo's. You want to be going to your doctor saying, listen, I've got the deepest level of gunk in me. It's all the way inside my cell. My DNA is crumbled. I've got 30 or 40 years of this. How many people? Ask yourself in the audience, how many of you have engaged in these processes and not seen yourself even get to first base and said, well, when is this resolved? How many of you have put a couple of years in? How many of you have spent quite a while from cleanse to cleanse to cleanse to cleanse? And you're just not there. You're just not satisfied. You're looking at what it costs you against what you've gotten in return. And you're surprised. You're shocked. Maybe you're indignant. Maybe you feel like you've been ripped off. Maybe you feel like your relationships at Mother's, talking to vitamin therapists or with doctors, nutritionists, maybe you feel it's all a hoax. Maybe you feel that that other faction that thinks all of this is a joke, that it's all about your genetics, it's all in your genes, It's your destiny to die 60. Perhaps you're starting to think they're correct because, after all, you've put in good time. Perhaps you need to understand this at a deeper level. So pat yourself on the back if you do. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, this is Straight Talk on Health. StraightTalk.cc, not .com. Get to my website. It is all I can tell you. Every show, all 171 shows are taught with this perspective. It's been my finding, counseling your health over the decades, that you've got the grade one understanding, and we've sort of given into that. We've let the public tell us that a grade one understanding is okay to have. And I think time is up. I think we have a public now that's looking for something deeper because grade one doesn't cut it. A grade one level of anything, detoxification, so it's not going to get you what you want. And just taking somebody's word to hang in there, I don't think cuts it. I don't think that suffices. We have a cynical culture. We have a culture that, by and large, does not trust. And I think we've earned that mistrust. All of us have participated in the buffoonery of Madison Avenue, Park Avenue marketing. I think all of us. And what we've created is a culture that really, before you spend money, time, and energy, you really ask yourself 10 times, am I being told the truth? What you're not being told about your health and about your healing is that you've got to get educated or you have no shot. That is my finding. If we all gathered together and asked ourselves to submit our cures, meaning what we have participated in, where we have seen people heal their own bodies and gone from illness, chronic disease, to radiant health, I think that the people that criticize us have a point. I think our statistics need to improve. So, take it deeper with me today. When you want to clean the gunk, number one, let's look at the biliary system. Go to page number 10. Picture number 10. Now look at that. Control plus, if you want to make that a little bigger, just go to control plus. Take a look at that. That's a liver. You see where the liver is. Those are the bile ducts. Those bile ducts go deep. Yeah, you know that. Really surprises me. Everybody knows that. On your 5th, 6th, or 10th master flush, on your 10th olive oil flush, when all of a sudden your face turns white and yellow, you feel sick. And now you're seeing those white pebbles come out. When you hear you got to do it maybe 20, 30 times, all of a sudden you don't understand anymore. All of a sudden, yeah, I know about this stuff. All of a sudden, where the rubber meets the road, you don't know a thing. This is what you got to respect. There is a depth. Look at that picture. You know what that means? That means your liver up in the right upper right quadrant. When you take your hand and you reach around to the back of your rib cage, that's where the liver is. If you take your hand and go to the front right of your rib cage, that's where your liver is. If you go to the side right, that's where your liver is. If you actually take your finger and go right into your solar plexus, that's where the liver is. The liver's huge, which means those bile ducts are massive. Which means those bile ducts can get clogged deep, deep, and deep. Which means it may be a few years before you even get those portals of exit open. And the liver does 1,600 things. And the liver reflexes to many places in the body. The liver controls so much. So when we talk about detox, even a stage one, even the beginnings of it, which means open the bile ducts, that has layers to it. Show number 20 on detoxing the liver. For those of you who listen every week, we don't need to get into that. What we need to get into is, do you understand the depth of that process, just on the basis of the fact that those bile ducts go so deep into the liver, 20, 25, a year, 2 years of the coffee enemas. Biliary patency, I try to sum it up that way. Take a look at those three pictures, 10, 11, and 12. Let's keep going. Let's get to the lymph. Let's say a word for the lymph here. Look at picture number 13, the lymphatic system. Bottom line with the lymphatic system, if you're not sweating, you're not moving the lymph. You're really not. And if those lymph nodes granulate, if they get hard, if they get fibrotic, that's an even bigger job. But let's keep it simple here. If we're talking about the liver, you better be seeing copious amounts of bile. You want to be drinking that olive oil and just excreting liquid. No stones. Nothing. Just yellow-green fluid, meaning that the depth of the emulsification of the oil, if it's so advanced, that you just turn all that olive oil to liquid. The emulsification won't allow you to have a stone. Now, the lymph, if you're not sweating, you're not moving lymph. Yeah, there's a $30,000 light beam generator. There's that trampoline of yours that you do 10 minutes three times a week. That's all you need. No, it's not. It is not all you need. We want to tell you that's all you need because studies show that's all you need. You only need 15 minutes of exercise 3 days a week. You only need a few minutes on the rebounders. It doesn't work that way. If it did, we would have a different culture. Enough people, I assure you, are putting in enough effort as far as a little bit of effort goes. And it's because we're myopic about what's really going on here. If you're flushing the liver and the gallbladder, you're looking to see bile. If you're talking about lymph, sweat. How's 60 minutes of sweat three or four times a week with the heart rate up at 120, 130, 140, 160? Here are my past shows on exercise. So there's that lymphatic system, another system of the body. That means you have to sweat. How you sweat? Whether you dance, whether you hula, whether you're on the rebounder, whether you're in your banya sauna, you know what? Not going to get into it today. But you must sweat for the same reasons you must sweat through your skin to clean your skin. Because the skin is the third kidney. So if you go to picture 25 and picture 26, we talk about dry brushing. Are we dry brushing? Is that a standard practice? 5-10 minutes a day. Get the books. Now you should go on YouTube. Now you should go talk to your vitamin therapist. Now you should get out there and take that simple, cheap shot at it. Now you should buy the little pamphlet. And now you should understand that you're dry brushing the skin because the skin is the third kidney. Because the kidney is taking out a massive amount of garbage. Your water-soluble poisons are excreted through the kidney and the skin. And if you don't have the kidney and skin working for you, it overloads the liver. And sometimes the liver can't take the poison out. The kidney's got to, and if the kidney can't, it comes out your skin. And it's so comprehensive and so wonderful and so divine and so beautiful that if you don't look at it that way, if this is not a joy, a joyful inquiry into you, forget it. It doesn't work. We want to tell you it works. We want to hold conventions. We want to have groups that all clap about it. But really what it comes down to is you have to see the symphony of it. So again, back to some concepts. To loosen the gunk means to get out the granules, thin the blood. It means to decongest the mucus. In what spaces? In the blood, in between the cells, in the cytoplasm of the cell, in the nucleus of the cell. And how in the end does it get out? It gets out through the skin. It gets out through the kidney, thus the urine. It gets out through the liver, thus the gallbladder, thus the bile ducts, thus your colon. The breath. To take breath, the art of breath. Hear one of my shows on the power of breath. We've done two of the 170 shows where that breath gets you high. Then you can talk about detoxing through the breath. When in fact, in your exercise routines, your breath is hard, long, deep, 60, 75 minutes with the heart rate up high to suck the air in and excrete the air out. Now you're circulating O2, CO2. There's the concepts. So that kidney we're talking about, go to picture number 17, number 21, excuse me. Go to picture number 21. Look at that kidney. Look at the kidney stone. Hey, you don't have kidney stones. This isn't as important if you don't have kidney stones, right? Right, you know that's not right. Look at picture number 22. Look at the head of a matchstick. Picture number 22. Look at the head of the matchstick and look how tiny those stones are. If you take those stones and you take a hammer and you bang those stones become sand. Believe me, that sand is in your kidney right now. That sand is in your kidney right now. Those calcium oxalate stones are calcium oxalate sand, are calcium phosphate sand, are uric acid crystals. That sand that once becomes a stone is a big problem, is always a little problem. And it's not just in the kidney, it's everywhere. Detox? If you don't open it through the kidney, if you don't get the sand out of the kidney, you won't get the sand out of the rest of the body. If you don't get the sand out of the, if you don't get the bile out of the liver and the gallbladder, your cells won't dump a lot of their garbage into the blood to get it to the liver and the gallbladder. But even if they do, even if you've done a kidney flush, even if you've done colon cleanses, which we'll get to in a moment, even if you've done lots of enemas, you have to understand that there's a point at which the space in the blood and now the space between the cells gets clean enough. So the layering, the point of the show is the layering. The point of the show is the sequencing. The point of the show is to teach you, if you've taken the time to understand the things I'm saying, that you have decided that 50 years of blockages, of deposition of granules, of mucus, of thick hematotic blood takes 2 to 3 to 4 years, if you're compliant, if you're passionate, to dissolve. That's what we ought to be selling you. We ought to be selling you a lifestyle. But America's quick fix. And before we punk out financially, we're going to give you the quick fix. It doesn't matter, allopathy or holistic medicine. We're generating too much quick fix because we're scared of you. But I'm not. And others aren't. Anybody that gets down on it with you is telling you that for a couple of passionate years, you can do so much for yourself. If you've got the passion and the education. The education. Without the education, the passion, what does that mean on that dark, cold winter night when you flushed yourself into panic? What does that educate? What does that passion mean when you feel like you're at your wit's end because your emotions are come up and you've put so much time, energy, and money into your health? It's the education. So, the layers in the biliary system, the reflexes from the sand in the kidney, the sand in the liver into the systemic body, the fact that we must be sweating, we're not going to move anything from the extracellular matrix. See how it's all webbed and weaved together? If you cleanse but you don't move, if you cleanse your kidney, your liver and gallbladder, but you don't move. How does the gunk move from the extracellular matrix into the blood? It doesn't. Or it does so at a very low level. It's fascinating, isn't it? It would be boring otherwise. It would definitely be no fun to be a doctor. If you could orchestrate this whole thing on YouTube or with your vitamin therapist at Whole Foods, it would be boring. There'd be no need. It's the integration. It's where the pieces fit together. Are they fitting together for you? I certainly hope so. If you're new to the show, 714-850-1007. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Make an appointment. Get the consult. Get on the right track. Teaching you how to heal you. You just got to commit a little more. Kidney, liver, lymph, skin, colon. Let's talk about the colon. Let's talk about the large intestine. If it's going to go to the liver, it's going to go to the large intestine. Because the large intestine and the gallbladder dump into the small and thus the large intestine. So it's dumping. So your colon better be working. It better be going. And sometimes it's not so. Take a look at an interesting picture here on the large intestine. Take a look at picture number 16. Picture number 16. Now, a couple of things about colon cleansing, colon hydrotherapy. Want to dispel some of the myths. First myth, that picture, picture number 16. That's right. Get it up there. Picture number 16. Look at the toxic colon on the right. Do you see that thick mucoid layer in there? As if to say, that thick layer is coating the entire inside of your large intestine. And then go to picture number 18. And that there on picture number 18 is stuffing your colon, that you live like that, that you're running around with dozens of pounds of fecal material stuffed into you like that. That is not true. And this is the thing that gets me about holistic medicine. Why do we have to do that? Well, then, what is that picture from? That picture is what you pull. I've pulled that stuff out of myself. I've seen clients pull that out of themselves. That's when they're on dozens of pounds of herbs every day. Okra, walnut hull, psyllium husk, all these different cleansers, scrapers of the intestinal tract. Create that with the feces. So you have to understand, I just want to dispel a couple of the myths of this colon cleansing. Is it important to do? Definitely. Should you see a colon hydrotherapist? Definitely you should have a jaunt with a good colon hydrotherapist. Very vital function, but it is not on the assumption that you've got 15 or 20 pounds of that stuffed into you. And if you don't do those colon cleanses, by the time you're 80, you're 50 extra pounds of that stuff. That is not true. It's simply bad education. What that is, and that does come out of you on these cleanses, is a mixture. It's a composite. It's an integration of all those herbs you do, the mucus on the inner lining of the intestinal tract, the feces. It all adds up and makes that gunk. That really is true. That does happen. That should happen. That's a good thing. But that, aside from a colon cleanse, you're stuffing 20, 30 pounds of that into your intestines, and if you don't cleanse out that large intestine, that's not going to happen. That you're not going to get that out. That is not true, because that's not there. What is there? What do we mean by a toxic colon? Here's a good picture. Go to picture number 17. Picture 17, before and after. That's not a bad shot. Now, they can play with the colors to make the before picture look pale and not actually infused with blood. And then the beautiful one on the right side, the after effect in the green there, nice and clean. There's no feces. It's nice and pink. The tissue's healthy. There's no ulcerations. There's no tumors. Everything is peachy clean, squeaky clean. We love that. That's why you've got to go to a colon hydrotherapist to get that. Well, this isn't a bad picture. Because definitely, and this is my point, now I got to shoot you to picture 17 again. Excuse me, back to picture 16 now. Go back to picture 16. This is what is the case. That toxic colon, do you see those squeezes there? Do you see the shrinkages? Do you see the kinks? Those really do occur. They're called strictures in the large intestine. Strictures in the large intestine. They really do occur. And when you do colon cleanses, you push out on those. You start to reshape the Hausdrucks, the septate structure of the large intestine. Look at the healthy colon. You see its gradations. It looks like, in a sense, a tapeworm. It's septate. There's sections to it. It looks like an abacus, right? Little sections of the large intestine. Those sections are part of a muscle, and that muscle can create stricture. Colon cleansing opens the strictures, and you bet that's important. Colon cleansing scrapes the inside mucus layer. Now I'm talking mucus. Mucus. It decongests mucus. When you use garlic, when you use cayenne, when you use different herbs to scrape, you scrape the mucus off the inside lining of the colon. Mucus, sediment, mucus, blood. So, a portal of exit is the colon. Whether you're doing it on your own or whether you're doing colon hydrotherapy, do it to tone the colon, to scrape it. So when you say detoxification, you're thinking bile flow. You're thinking toning and scraping the inside of the colon. You're thinking I'm sweating to move the lymph. You're thinking that you're going to degranulate the calcium sediment, phosphate, uric acid, calcium hydroxyapatite. That'll come out through your kidneys as crystals. Kidney cleansing. Grade one. So that finally you can start to shake up the deeper levels of the blood, where the blood is hiding as a clot, where the mucus is hiding as a snot ball, where the sediment is hiding in the mucus, in the blood, in the extracellular matrix, where the poisons inside the cell are much deeper. Now we're into a deeper level, to which then, from the beginning, we start conditioning the body through the herbs. Herbs are big. Herbs are big. Herbs are important. But herbs have a role, if not integrated into a larger, more comprehensive understanding. You only get to first base with them. I'm going to give you three or four. There's more. One of them is cayenne. And I'll get straight to the punch. This picture 34 there, that cardiocytin, that is garlic, that is cayenne, that is hawthorn berry. Garlic and cayenne, they will thin blood, and they will decongest mucus. Turmeric, picture 33, that will decongest blood. Right there, between turmeric, milk thistle, garlic, and cayenne, you have four herbs that will take care of two very important entities of death, harbingers of death. The blood gets too thick. The mucus gets too thick. What do you think clot is? What do you think plaque is? Plaque is blood. Plaque is mucus. And plaque is granulation. To which I didn't put this herb on. Look into Chansa Piedra, Stonebreak, as one of the best degranulators. Look into Uvarisi, look into gravel root as degranulators. They break up calcium oxalate, they break up calcium phosphate, they break up calcium hydroxyapatite. These herbs, milk thistle, turmeric, cayenne, garlic, chancepiedra, aloe, uversi, gravel root. These herbs collectively are your degranulators to what? Condition the pipe. So that if the exit portals are open, if you've gotten to that point and the exit portals are open, you can then start to shake those pipes. And those pipes will just shake naturally. In other words, the extracellular matrix, the blood, what's inside the cell will shake out if you give it the herb. But you better have that exit portal open. Guess why? The brain is watching all of this. Again, a concept. Walk in to your doctor tomorrow and say, I'd like to cleanse, but I don't know if my brain is watching me correctly. What does it mean for the brain to be watching you correctly? It means your autonomic nervous system is balanced. It means your cranial rhythms are working. It means your head is on your occiput, your C1 correctly. Means your head is on straight. It means your hypothalamus is receiving sympathetic impulse and parasympathetic impulse correctly. There's another concept. Get the portals open. Condition the gunk, the blood, the mucus, the granular stuff with the herbs, as mentioned. Make sure your head is on straight and then shake the rug. Shake the rug. Vibrate the pipe. And what is that? That's not nutrition. Now we're into another phase of health. And that's get out there on the track. Get up there in the hiking. Get out there on the hill. Walk that hill. Get into that gym. Get into that banya sauna. Get into that massage. Go to that yoga class. Go to that Pilates class. And know why you're doing it. And that's the point. If you don't know, again, when I see you really get this, I'm going to stop repeating myself. But I'm not, because you haven't. You're on your way. But it's got to get a little deeper. And that's today's gift to you, that it gets a little bit deeper, so you don't get lost along the way. Now, along the way, you know what? I'm gonna take us to the video. We've got a little bit of time left. Go to the bottom here and look at the video. Rickson Gracie. Amazing athlete. Check him out. Now, what I'm going to have you do, all right, is turn it on. I'll turn my sound off. And I want you to go all the way to picture. You don't have to picture. All the way as you further it. I want you to take the video all the way to, let's see here, 3 minutes. Go to 3 minutes if you can. Oh, look at that. Oh, boy. You're going to have to do that on your own. Just leave that alone until it gets to about 3 minutes. And I can't pause for this. We just don't have, unknown to me, the right speed here. Do that later. Get to the part about 3-4 minutes into that video where Rickson Gracie is breathing. You're going to see him do extraordinary things with his breath. You're going to have to go about 3 minutes into the video. I've got mine up right now. If you can get to 3 minutes into the video, you're watching him do breath techniques. And these breath techniques, Nolly included, deep breathing and manipulation of the diaphragm. You should all be on it by now. If you're watching him do Nolly, now this is not some flaky yogic. This is not some esoteric cultist. This is an extremely well-seasoned, level-headed martial artist. And he is manipulating his diaphragm. Later on today, you watch that entire video. Do that. Because you're going to see extraordinary things in there as it relates to another portal of exit, the breath, to be able to manipulate the diaphragm sufficiently through Nolly and different pranayama techniques to expel poison is another critical part of detox. Now, when you start to piece this all together, the payoff for you, the discernible payoff, is something you have to train yourself to. The discernible payoff is something you have to train yourself to. How do you know you're doing good? Well, yeah, if you see bile, yeah, if you sweat, yeah, if when you cleanse your kidney, maybe occasionally you get a tinge in the kidney, a tinge in the low back. Maybe if when you start breathing, you start feeling high because you're expelling so much poison. But there's another way. And I'll leave that for you to evolve to. So again, this whole show has been an evolution for you. You're not the same person you were 60 minutes ago. If you just did what you're supposed to do, the word detox now means something far more comprehensive and functional. And in the end, what you should feel over 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, is when you grab your tissue, when you put your hands on your tissue and dig your hands in. And again, if you haven't done that, you have to learn to do that. Your tissues will be softer. If you give yourself your own palpatory exam, your tissues will be softer. If you give yourself your own palpatory exam, you will find that those achy places in your body don't hurt because you have truly cleaned your gunk. So we can make it real simple. Detox is cleaning your gunk. But you've got to understand it so that you know you're cleaning your gunk. And if you clean your gunk, then you can get to the divine. And that divinity occurs when those cells then will thank you and they will begin to regenerate on all levels, for all diseases, for all symptoms, for all problems, then and only then. Now that's the reality of healing. 714-850-1007. Give me a call if you want to make an appointment for a deeper level and more clarity on the reality of healing. See you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.